Hello?
Oh, hi, Ernesto. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How you doing, Miss Tina?
Hi. Aya told me she talked to you earlier about setting up the junk removal business.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, Christmas must have come early for you. You got your account reinstated, and now you're adding on the other one. Good for you. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, I had to travel, and I had to get out. I had to go back to Mexico, so I had to go fix some stuff that I got pending. But right now, everything is fixed, so I'm trying to get back at it.
I see. Okay, so we can definitely get the account set up for the junk removal. And since your payment just went through 2 days ago for the other profile, I don't have to charge you $278. We'll prorate it, and we'll take that $149 off, okay? So $149, and then your $99 setup fee. So all you would pay today would be $228 to get that second one started. And then starting on January 19th, you would just be paying $278 for both profiles, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, so do you want me to set that up on the same card that we have now, or is it going to be a different card?
It's going to be same card.
Same card, okay. Where were you traveling? I didn't even ask you.
Mexico City.
Oh, fun. I met some people last year at this time from Mexico City. We were up in the mountains skiing, and I ran into them, and they were telling me it's one of the most highly populated cities in the world.
Yes. I would have put it that way.
Yeah, that's exciting, though. I bet there's tons of people there. I bet that's a lot of fun always, huh?
Yes. This time I went, but it was not like what they call pleasure, I guess, travel. I just had to go and sign some papers and come back. But it's, over there, everything is take more time than here. I don't know why. It's just like everything is... Time-wise, it's not really
efficient.
Exactly. You have to go 6 different places to get the same result if you were to do it in here.
Oh, my goodness. That's not good. That's too much work, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's weird. Aya just told me that she got you on the phone again, but I'm talking to you now. You don't have a partner or something on the other line, do you?
No, not right now.
Okay, I'm going to put, I am talking to him now, and I'll send her a question mark. Oh, okay. She said she can't hear you, so maybe the phone cut off or something. That's strange. I'm happy you on the line. I don't know what's going on with our phone system, you know?
When you was calling... first, and then you call me, but I don't think I hang up the other call.
Oh, got it. Okay, don't worry. She said that she made a note of it. You called in at the 877 number, right?
No, I called back with the 936-262-0.
That's why. Okay. Yeah, if you ever call the toll-free number and you just put in 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. But if you hit redial, it goes back to customer service, so that's probably why it went there. But no worries, we'll get it squared away for you. So I'm just going to ask Caesar real quick. He's the head of that department if we have to do another client interview. So I'm going to put Ernesto has under junk removal. I'm excited for your junk removal business to see what kind of treasures you're going to find when you go through those houses and whatnot. That's awesome.
Yes. I need that because, I haven't even managed my other website that I need to start putting pictures because I haven't put nothing. I have tons of pictures on my phone, but I haven't put none of them. And like I said, I have Nextdoor, too, but they asked for my website. And since I got my website, they go through there. And they can see all my work in there.
Okay. So once I get this payment charged and go through the voice verification, I'll show you how to go on the dashboard and you can upload pictures. So that will help you with your other business since you have a lot on your phone already. So
yes.
So I'll show you how to do that. So give me a second here. I'm just adjusting the invoice to today's date, which is the 19th. Okay. So I'll go through a quick voice verification recording with you just to add on the new business, and then I will go back and show you how to upload the pictures. So some of this is repetitive of what I asked you already when we were putting in the information for that profile, but just to ensure the accuracy, and since it's been a while since we spoke, please state the name of the business.
Yes.
Was it under Francisco's Junk Removal?
Yes.
Okay. And the phone's cutting out a little bit, so tell me, you can still hear me, right?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
You can hear me. Okay, good. So please state your name and title with the company.
My name is Ernesto Francisco, and I'm the owner of Francisco's Performance Junk Removal.
Excellent. Okay. I just had Francisco's Junk Removal. I'll put Performance in there. I like that. Francisco's Performance Junk Removal. Okay. And then are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So the payment for the initial term and account setup for the junk removal business will be charged today, December 19th, in the non-refundable amount of just $228. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew on the 19th day, starting in January, for $278, but that will include both businesses. You may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I did confirm that we're going to need a new client interview for the junk removal. So I'm going to look and see what's open, and you can tell me what will work. Usually those client interviews will take about 20 minutes or so. So let me just
That's fine.
So one moment here. I'm trying to set the future billing so that it'll go to that $278 once I process this. So let me just double check and make sure that goes through.
That's fine.
Oh, it said it was declined. Do you think the $228 is available right now?
I'm sorry. I thought I was going to ask you when it's let me know when you're ready, because this is my, business card, and I have to do something. Go ahead. It's ready now.
Oh, I can do it now? Okay. Yeah, and that's funny how the banks are so fast with that. All you have to do is approve it. Okay, so let me get that. And then I will go. It's wanting me to wait a minute or so because I just tried it. So I'll do the client interview first, and then I'll go back and try it again.
Okay.
So for tomorrow, we have morning or afternoon. What works best? And then I'll tell you what's available.
Okay, morning, that's fine.
Morning, okay, so I have a 9, 10, or 11 available.
9 is fine.
9 a.m., okay. So I'm blocking out an hour window from 9 to 10 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 9:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then have you ever... Yeah, I always tell people that because I've had occurrences where they're 1 minute late and then the person's calling me. I was supposed to get a call at 9, you know. So, yeah.
since I'm in this business of lawn care and the other thing, I give them like a time frame. I don't give a specific time. They say like, well, you told me you were going to be like, yeah, but you know, like sometimes it's what they call them. You don't run the way I thought because the customer can be adding on something and it's like, oh crap, it takes you another 5-10 minutes. So I show up like 10 minutes late to the other job. And so, you know, like that's why I don't want to give you specific time because you're going to be thinking I'm not speaking up.
Yep, so if you give a window, then you're still on time because that's the same reasoning that we do it. So yeah, you understand that, which is great. So okay, so I have that appointment nailed down for tomorrow at 9 a.m. and then let me go back and see if enough time has gone by for me to try to process this again. And then
that's fine.
We'll go on the dashboard. I'm sorry that you lost your tracking number. So if you ever go out of town again to Mexico City and you want to pause the service, you can call us and we can do a seasonal hold where they'll stop your billing. And then when you return, they'll reinstate it for you. And the benefit of doing that is you won't lose your tracking numbers. So they'll just reinstate them for you. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe nobody told you that was available before, but now you know. Okay. So you're all good to go there. I got the green light on the payment. So have you been on your dashboard before?
Yes.
Okay. So if you can log back on, you need the login credentials, let me know. I'll give them to you. If not, just log on, and I'll tell you where to go to upload your pictures.
Okay. So, for putting the pictures, yeah, I know how to put them on. The other technician showed me. The only thing, like I said, I wasn't able to put them on because I didn't have no time. That's the thing. And I was about to start yesterday when I came back, but it's like I make the payment, right? And it opened for like a few hours, and then I log out to do something else. And I try to log back in so I can put the pictures, but it says I need to reactivate it again, so that's why I called in.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that's the number one reason that people don't kind of put their own content on the websites is just because they don't have time to do it. So you're not alone in that, Ernesto. You running two businesses, I can definitely relate. You don't have a lot of time to be uploading photos. So the nice thing about the dashboard is you have access to it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if the only time that you have a free moment is at 2 a.m, so be it. You can do that anytime, even if it's outside of our business hours. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So tell me, what's the business address for the junk removal? Because it has to be different than for the lawn, because if not, they'll conflict.
Yeah, I think that on my lawn care is 1813, right?
Let me double check. Hold on. Go back to the other profile real quick. Addison Bell.
Okay, then I'm going to use the 8013 Addison Bell for the junk removal.
Smart. Okay, let me put it in then, 8013. And you're going to, that's an address that you can receive the mail, right? When you get the PIN verification code from Google?
Yes. It's the same property, but it just has two different addresses.
And then is the zip 77306?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, perfect. So I just revised that. Okay, and then you should be able to use the same phone number because they'll put a call tracking number on the second profile for you too. But in the event that you need a different number, they'll tell you. But I think it'll be okay because we can still publish it as two different numbers as long as we put a tracking number on the junk removal. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, so you're all good to go. Welcome aboard again. And then my technician will be calling you tomorrow around 9 o'clock your time, okay?
Sounds good. Quick question. My wife is doing her business, right? But it's like she don't got a website right now. How much would it be for her if she opened one?
So if she just wanted a website, they charge $400 up front plus $49 a month for the hosting. So you mm-hmm. might be better off to do something like you did with this one and just add on another profile for her. I could do $129 monthly, and then we can get the site included in it like I'm doing now. That way, you know, she'll pay a little bit less money up front.
Oh, okay. Sounds
what
good.
What kind of business does she have?
She's doing, like, commercial and residential cleaning.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so if you want to add that down the road, I'll put some notes in here that I'll honor the same pricing for that profile. If not, you could just pay the upfront cost and pay for the hosting on the site, whatever's easier for her.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll probably, because she's still looking for, you know, like, logo and some stuff that she needs. Probably by the next time that I make a payment, then I'll probably do we get it together, and then I add it on to my, my profile.
Yeah, into your account. Yeah, no, that'll be really great. Okay. Yeah, so I'll make some notes that you're going to add hers on. That way we can, you know, set you up again when you're ready. But for now, at least you're getting that junk removal, which is good because I know you had been trying to do that for a while.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and you're so smart to do it right now because a lot of people call us at the end of the year trying to spend their marketing money because come January they write it off, you know, rather than waiting till January and then you don't get the write-off until 2024. They have to wait a whole nother year. You know, you only have to wait till January, so there's that extra tax benefit too, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, very, very smart, Ernesto. Okay, so you're all good to go. Welcome aboard again. I know you'll be equally thrilled with the junk removal performance. So have a Merry Christmas, too, and a Happy Holiday. And then my technician will call you in the morning, okay?
To you as well. Thank you, Ms. Tina.
Yeah, you're welcome, Ernesto. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.